Sinabi ng gobyerno na ang balak ay bahagi ng pagtitipid para sa budget. Ang panukala na ngayon ay nasa pamahalaang federal ay magpapaliit ng halagang maaaring gastusin ng mga pensyonado sa labas ng bansa bago sila tuluyang maapektuhan. Sa ilalim ng balak, ang panahong maaari nilang gamitin sa labas ng bansa at kanilang karapatang tumanggap ng buong pensyon ay babawasan mula sa kasalukuyang 26 na linggo patungo sa 6 na linggo lamang. Pagkatapos ng panahong iyon, ang mga bayad ay magpapatuloy na bawasan. Kung papasa, ang batas ay magkakabisa sa darating na Enero ng susunod na taon. Ang mga pagbabago ay hindi makakaapekto sa mga taong namuhay sa Australia ng 35 taon o higit pa. Sinabi ni Michael O'Neill, punong ehekutibo ng isang grupo na nangangalaga sa mga nakakatandang Australiano, ang Nationals Australia, na ito ay hindi pantay.
It would, in my view, be very difficult, for example, to how you differentiate between someone who's lived and worked in this country for 25 years or 30 years. That's a very significant contribution, and to just rule the line at 35 years seems to be very unfair to people in those circumstances of quite long contribution.
Sumasang-ayon ang tagapagsalita ng Green sa Tresoreria, Adam Bandt.
I've got a large number of people in my electorate who came to Australia many, many years ago from Greek communities, Italian communities, Vietnamese communities, who are now reached the end of their working life, and now presumed that if they did the right thing here and got they would be able to get the pension and then enjoy it as they saw fit, and they're going to be hit hard. And given that around 40% of aged pensioners weren't born in Australia, this is a measure that's going to impact on a lot of people.
Idinagdag ni Michael O'Neill na ang mga pensyonado ay may karapatan upang magpalipas ng kanilang panahon sa anumang paraang gusto nila na hindi parurusahan.
If they wish to choose to go and spend time with family members elsewhere in other parts of the world, then that's not an unreasonable thing, given the now more than 25% of Australians are from a non-English speaking background.
Ang Australia ay may kasunduan sa Social Security sa 30 bansa. Nagpapabaya ito sa mga taong lumikas sa mga naturang bansa na makatanggap ng benepisyo habang sila ay nasa labas ng bansang nilipatan. Hindi sila maaaring tumanggap ng pensyon kung sila ay nasa mga bansang walang ginawang kasunduan. Sinabi ni Ginoong O'Neill na madaragdagan ang mga disbentahe para sa mga taong hindi nasasakupan ng kasunduan. Samantala, sinabi naman ni Ginoong Band na ito ay maaaring maging issue sa eleksyon para sa partidong Greens.
We're talking about people who may well have worked their whole life in Australia and are wanting to go overseas for a variety of reasons. And basic principle of our system should be that if you've done enough work here in this country to justify earning the pension, then you should have the freedom to enjoy your retirement in the way that you want. And we're very concerned about moves to restrict people being spending more than a few weeks overseas, because we don't think it really comprehends the various reasons that people would want to move overseas.
Sinabi naman ang tagapagsalita ng Labor para sa pensyon at pamilya, Jenny McLean, na ang oposisyon ay tumututol din sa panukala.
We understand that for many pensioners, they've saved up for years and years to go on one big trip in their retirement. Other people who've contacted us are wanting to visit family and friends. Some migrant pensioners, of course, need to go and see their families as they are getting much older. And we know that people have worked very, very hard all of their lives and deserve respect at this time of their retirement.